By all accounts, Dick Eliason was not the kind of guy who would get puffed up about titles or power, despite having plenty of both. At Chamber of Commerce luncheons in Sitka, he would introduce himself as Pat's husband. He was like that during his time in the Capitol, too. Mary McDowell was a legislative staffer to Eliason during his entire 12 years in the Senate.
I remember one time being outside of a room where he was meeting with a bunch of students from the district, and one of the students asked him how many staffers were working for him, and he said, well, there are four in the office, but they don't really work for me, they work with me.
Eliason's legislative career began when he was elected to the State House in 1969. He served there until 1980, minus one term in the early 70s. When it came to bipartisanship, Dick Eliason walked the walk. The Senate Working Group in the current Alaska State Legislature is a direct descendant of Dick Eliason's bipartisan coalition. Jim Duncan is now the business manager of the Alaska State Employee Association and the former Commissioner of Administration under Governor Tony Knowles. Duncan, a Democrat, served in both the House and the Senate representing Juneau and could not have been further away from Eliason on the political spectrum. Nevertheless, he says it was not difficult to lend Eliason support.
He was Republican, I was Democrat. We had a number of Democrats in that coalition who served with him. And, you know, the reason we voted for him for president was because we trusted him. We felt he was fair. He was not always with us on every issue, but he was someone who would listen to you and who could be reasoned with. And the bottom line was he was doing what he thought was in the best interest of the state of Alaska, and I would agree with him.
Duncan recalls a prank he and fellow Senator Fred Zaroff played on the Senate president. The pair, dressed as Jake and Elwood Blues, accosted Eliason in the hallway of the Capitol and kissed him on the cheeks. A newspaper photographer captured the image and circulated it widely. Duncan says Eliason could roll with any punch.
He, I think, enjoyed that very much and was one who could take a joke. It was meant to be a joke with him, and he took it. And he was just that kind of guy who could be tough when he needed to be tough, who worked for the betterment of the state, but was somebody who everyone enjoyed working with and had great respect for.
Eliason's biggest political mark might have come in 1989 when he sponsored a bill that prohibits fish farms in Alaska. Dale Kelly is executive director of the Alaska Trollers Association.
Alaskans, led by people like Dick, have worked their entire lives or careers protecting that habitat. And that's first and foremost what the ban on salmon farming meant to Alaska, is protecting our watersheds.
Kelly's organization represents salmon trollers across the state. In 2006, she nominated Eliason to the Wild Salmon Hall of Fame, but she also says his legacy went beyond fisheries, to rural development issues, coastal issues, and most importantly, she says, to his family.
His family that he's raised and who chose to stay at home in Alaska and in Sitka and surrounding areas, I think that's a big statement for any human being to raise a family that loves you and wants to be near you.
Yeah, everything I've learned from my dad.
George Eliason is Dick Eliason's eldest son. He used to go fishing with his dad and is still a commercial fisherman today.
I remember I fell overboard one time and he pulled me out of the water and just said, well, what in the heck were you doing swimming out here, you know? Yeah, we had a good time on the ocean.
Eliason's family life was not contained to his own household. When his good friend Stanley died, he checked in with his widow and her children often to make sure they were all right. One of those children is Cheryl Westover, now the mayor of Sitka.
They lived right up Baranoff, right up Bjorka Street, actually, about a block and a half, and we'd get together and play. You know, I don't remember what the adults did together, but all the kids... the Eliason kids, the Westover kids, the Barden.
Westover's not the only one to consider Eliason a second father. So does McDowell, his former legislative aide.
He wielded a lot of power. He achieved powerful positions and so on, but always kept really good perspective as an Alaskan, and I felt he just really was a statesman.
Former Senator Dick Eliason was 85 years old. With reporting help from Robert Woolsey in Sitka and Rosemarie Alexander in Juneau, this is Ed Ronco.